Let's just pray. Lord God, we give you thanks for this moment to be able to share in your word. Lord, we just ask that your Holy Spirit come upon us so that it may guide my thoughts, my words today. May they be your words. We just pray this in your holy name. Amen. Now, we're in our second week within our preaching series of Discipleship Masterclass. And all through this month of March, we are going to be focusing on discipleship. Not that we should ever not focus on discipleship. It's actually what we should be doing inherently as a church and who we are. At the end of the month, as I said in the announcements, we'll be hosting a couple of events specifically around discipleship, our Discipleship Super Sunday, launching our strategy and process for discipleship. And on the Saturday, we're going to be, before we do that launch, we're going to be hosting that special event talking about a particular topic about addressing the crisis of discipleship in Australia. Now, what we're going to do is, as we look at that crisis of discipleship in Australia, I want us to actually realise what that means. I read, as we're preparing all of this material, an email came in and reminded me about a statistic that I thought was very important for us as a church here in Australia to understand. And I'll put it up on the screen for us. And it said this: the National Church Life Survey, NCLS, research indicates that 69% of Australian churches have declined by 10% or more leading up to, you know, in the 5 years leading up to 2021. So that's what the last statistic batch has for us, talking about that on the whole, churches have been declining. Now, if we've got discipleship going really well, that would not be the case, would it? So I saw one person go, no. So we all agree that it's okay if our churches continue to decline? No. So we think it's, you know, our faith, our understanding of what Christ is and the importance of that, it's actually a crisis of discipleship. Let me give you another statistic that is really interesting. I won't put it on the screen. I'll just share it with you. It takes of a church of 100 people. So think of that. So a church of 100 people, one full year to bring one person to Christ in Australia. So that's the average. So if we average across Australia, it takes a church of 100 people, one full year to bring one person to Christ. Now, that is that go forth and make disciples of all nations? Is that multiplication? That's a very simple, small addition. And when you think about it, and let me be really blunt here, a majority of our uniting churches have not brought one person to Christ. They've gone the other way. They've lost people and there have been no new people coming. It is a tough, hard ground, and we are in a crisis of discipleship here in our Australian church that we really do need to kind of address. Now, part of the reason of this, and I'm going to share with you, it's one reason, is that we have started to emphasize knowing about Jesus rather than following Jesus. We've actually, in our church, in our society, we've gone, oh, as long as you know about Jesus, as long as you've got some head knowledge and not actually doing, that's what we've gone to. And that's actually been causing a crisis within discipleship. Last week, I had the privilege to go to a discipleship, like little conference seminar kind of thing, and they were trying to think about how do you bring discipleship within to a church. And in part of that, they shared a video that I just want to kind of share with you. It's by Francis Chan. If you ever met Francis Chan, we're talking with Paul about this during the week, and it was kind of like, do you really want to be in Francis Chan? He's going to really nail it to you. So this video speaks really kind of pointedly into this whole notion about it. And the video itself is actually called How Not to Make a Disciple. Okay, so it's quite short, so we're just going to go to the screen. Very pointed, isn't it? Very pointed. Challenging. I saw that and I thought, I really need to share this. And I'm actually going to unpack it a little bit for us as well. And doing this, one of the things I'm going to do is we had our reading of Jesus calling the first disciples from Mark's gospel. And what I thought I would do is that we're going to be focusing on what that means and about actually what Jesus said about come follow me. In order to do that, what I'm going to do is I'm going to kind of link together Paul's message last week about go and make disciples that was written in Matthew's gospel. And believe it or not, that whole calling of the first disciples is actually something that's recorded across all four gospels. So each of the four gospels, they have Jesus calling the disciples, of inviting them to come and follow him and learn from him and follow along with him. And each of them, like in Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through to 11, or in Mark, you know, chapter 1, right at the beginning, 14 to 20, and I'm going to focus on Matthew. So we've read one of them in our Bible reading, and I'm going to focus on the Matthew reading, which we haven't read, but we will hear in a moment, from Matthew 4, verses 12 to 25, or from John 1, 35 to 51. So these are all of the calls that are recorded there. So when we know that something appears multiple times across all of the Gospels, all of the accounts of Jesus, we know it's an important thing. It's an account that needs to speak to us. And it's about Jesus saying, come, follow me. And an invitation to leave what has been their previous life, an invitation to come and share into a new experience and to be challenged and to be taught and to grow. This whole notion of coming and following. So what I want to do is I'll put the reading up on the screen for you. This is Matthew's version of it, and it says this. One day as Jesus was walking along the shore of the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, also called Peter, and Andrew, throwing a net into the water, for they fished for a living. Jesus called out to them, come, follow me, and I will show you how to fish for people. And they left their nets at once and followed him. A little further up the shore, he saw two other brothers, James and John, sitting in a boat with their father Zebedee, repairing their nets. And he called them to come too, and they immediately followed him, leaving the boat and the father behind. Notice the similarity. Notice that it's that whole notion about being called out. And so what I want to do is share with you a couple of things that are really key and important points just from here, that little short reading about what it means to come and follow Jesus. Now, the reason why I wanted to focus on that, notice when Francis Chan was talking about asking his daughter to go and clean the room, and she said, well, I memorized it. Here's the thing. Let's cycle that back a little earlier. We often think discipleship starts with everybody having the knowledge and understanding. We already think that, oh, people know how to go and be a disciple. We already think that, you know, for Francis Chan and his daughter going cleaning the room, they know how to clean their room. One of the things that we need to realize when we come to discipleship, that it is actually about a process of teaching. It's about a process of sharing and showing you what it actually means to be a disciple. And as parents, we do teaching not just by going, you've got to go and do. We first of all show how to do something and invite them to come and do it with you and share. And then once they've learned how to do that, for them to do it themselves. So it's a process that happens. And this is what Jesus is doing here. He's actually right at the beginning of inviting them to come and understand. He's actually right there at the very beginning and inviting them to come in and follow him. And the thing that Jesus does is he doesn't call any of those religious leaders, he doesn't call those people with special knowledge or the gifting already, hasn't already called people that have got, you know, this immense level of discipleship knowledge and understanding. He's calling an everyday person. So this call to be a disciple is actually something that each and every one of us can do for ourselves. We can learn from Jesus. And what we're going to do when we're starting to think about and we unpack this whole process of discipleship that we're going to be talking about in the next couple of weeks and looking at is there's going to be an invitation for you to come and learn. Invitation to come and do. Jesus called the everyday to follow, everyday people to follow, called out of the everyday things. So that's really important to notice, that it's not just the special people. It's not those like Paul and me that have gone through years of Bible study and theological college training. Jesus is actually just inviting the everyday person to come along. It's the word of God in everyday people's hands, doing God's will in their lives. The thing is, when Jesus invited them to come and follow him, the call he was doing was inviting them into a life change. Their life, you think about it, the disciples' lives were not the same after Jesus called them. Right at the very beginning, you know, they left what they were doing in order to follow. You know, if we think about one of the things that is holding us back in our own discipleship journey is that we keep on clinging to what has been previous. We keep on hanging on to what has been behind us and hold on tighter to that than what Jesus is giving us in the front. If we're going to follow, you've actually got to go on the journey, not stay back and go, oh, isn't this wonderful? We've got to learn to follow. You know, the Greek actually word for follow here actually means to accompany and be in the same way with. To be in the same way. So it's actually to learn all of the patterns of Jesus' life, to learn the words that he uses in particular situations, to do what he is doing. It's actually a call to follow into Jesus' footsteps. But it's more than just the physical following. It's actually a change of your relationship with our God. It's a change of our relationship with the people around us. It's a calling to come out and be different. So when Jesus calls us, he does us so that we may have our lives changed. Our lives are not the same if we're called. And you'll notice that the disciples, their lives were not the same. And that call that we see in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, they're the first four disciples. And Jesus actually invites others to come along and be a part of the process. And we have the three very close ones, which and then we have the 12 disciples, and then we've got the 72. We've got, you know, more. So there's spheres of influence that Jesus has across the discipleship there. Now, the third thing that we notice is that Jesus' call has authority in what he calls. There's an authority there. When Jesus says, come and follow me, and I'll show you how to make fishes of people, they actually follow. Imagine this, if you were doing your job, whatever your job is, and somebody says, oh, I just want you to leave that and come and follow me, and I'll show you how to do something else. What would you say to them? Let's be honest. You just go away. I'm quite happy here. Here's the thing. Jesus has a level of authority that he calls those people that are doing their everyday thing, their livelihood, their way of living, of earning and having enough food and income in order to live. He calls them out of that to do something else. That whole special purpose. Jesus' call has authority and means that we need to follow. There's a level of, yes, come and follow. They responded immediately. Now, Jesus' invitation to follow invites us to follow, and Jesus also then says, I will show you. Notice that? I'll show you how to fish. Just invites to follow and then says, I'll show you. It's a process that's there. We often expect in the church saying yes and knowing it all and being able to do it. This whole thing about discipleship is learning how by following. And how do we do that? We don't have Jesus coming along beside us at the moment just going, oh, come and follow me, and we follow along and listen to what Jesus is doing. No, we have to learn a different way. We have to learn through imitating a different way. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, it actually says this, and this is the Apostle Paul speaking, and he's saying, imitate me just as I imitate Christ. Notice that. Imitate me just as I imitate Christ. So what does this mean for us about being called, invited to be a disciple, to be a follower of Jesus Christ? It actually means that we, as we do this, as we are believers, as we are a church, we need to make and put into place ways where we can learn from those who have already started to follow in Christ's footsteps. So it's actually a process of sharing the knowledge and the patterns of living as we imitate what Christ has done, what Christ has called us, what Christ did with the disciples. We actually need to share and pass that on. If we don't share that, if we don't invite somebody else to come and imitate me as I imitate Christ, the discipleship process stops. We actually have to realize that. It's an ongoing thing. Jesus invited those there beside the sea doing their everyday thing to leave what they were doing and go on an immense, amazing journey which changed their life and changed their relationship with God deeply. It wasn't just come and learn, come and understand. It was come and follow and do, and I will show you how to do this. I will show you how to do this. The process of discipleship for us as a church has to come back to showing how to do it and being obedient and doing, not just learning. As we heard last week, the challenge in Matthew's gospel, and I'll put it up onto the screen, is not an intellectual exercise. It is not just learning about what to do. It is about actually going and doing it. And Jesus said as his final thing to the disciples, he said, Jesus came and told his disciples, I've been given all authority in heaven and on earth, and therefore go and make disciples of all nations. Notice that. Go and make. It's an active, not a learning, not an intellectual. Go and make, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching these new disciples to obey the commands I have given you, and be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the very ends of the age. You know, that whole thing about teaching, it's not about going, it's about showing them and it's about living their life. You need to, first of all, step into discipleship yourself before you can disciple somebody else. First of all, need to have that relationship with Christ before you can share that with another person. There's that process of having that. Jesus invites us to come and follow him. Are you willing to follow and become a disciple, fully devoted disciple of Jesus Christ? Let's just pray. Now, Lord God, we just ask today that you will guide us, you will lead us, you will challenge us, you will open us up to your word, that we may be indeed fully devoted disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ. May we be passionate. May we be willing to go and do, not just learn, but go and do your will in the world. Lord, just in this moment, let us just pause and understand that this is a challenge. Lord, forgive us when we have become comfortable in our own life. Lord, forgive us when we have continually put our wills and our need above your call. Lord, call us out. to follow. Call us out of our everyday, our routine, that we may share your love that we are starting to know ourselves with those who are around us. Our Lord, we just pray this in your power and in your name. Amen.